live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Global Food Security are running a series of free events throughout the year on food-related issues. This Thursday, the online event is on plastic in the food chain, which is being chaired by Dr. Claire Barlow from the University's Department of Engineering. And I'm pleased to be joined by Claire today and Francesca Ree Manning, Programme Manager for this series of events. Claire, if we turn to you first, can you tell us all about the event on Thursday?
Yes. So let me take you to the supermarket. I go to the supermarket and I really fancy some grapes. And so I pick up a pack of grapes, which have come from Chile. And they're packed in a little plastic box. And I'm going to take the grapes home and eat them and throw away the box. Now, is that actually what we should be doing? Because that box has brought the grapes to me from Chile. So I'm able to enjoy grapes out of season. But the box is now rubbish. And that has to be dealt with in the waste network, which is not functioning completely satisfactorily. So parts of that box may actually end up in the marine environment and go into things that are going to eat it, and then we eat those things. And so it's coming back to us in a way that we really don't want to happen. So plastic is great for letting me eat my grapes out of season, but it's not great for some of the things that happen, particularly with the waste plastics. And that's what we're looking at. This is all very complicated. You know, there are no simple answers to this, but we've got people who are looking at different aspects of this. So we've got somebody from the plastics technology area. So why we're making plastics, how we make them, what they're useful for. We've got somebody from the supermarket end. And so, you know, why actually plastics are really good at the job that they do. But is there anything else that we could do? Are there other materials? And how are they making this happen? Then we've got somebody who is an expert on the medical side. And so actually what plastics do to us, you know, what should we be worried about? And there are things that we should worry about, but should we be worrying quite as much or should we be worrying more or worrying about different things? We've got somebody from waste. And so telling us about, you know, what happens to the waste and maybe how that can be done better and how it will be done in different ways in the future. And then finally, and this is really the most important point in some ways, what about the people? Because, you know, here's me buying my grapes. And if things are going to change, if we're going to do things in a different way, then maybe I need to be persuaded that I don't need to eat grapes until they're in season. But that's a big change. And so to make all of this improvements in the way that we use technologies, dealing with in a more intelligent, environmentally sensitive way, this is going to take the hearts and minds of people. And we've got somebody who's going to help us with all of those different aspects.
That sounds absolutely fascinating. And I love the fact that, yes, it's not a black and white situation. It isn't the thing where you go to the supermarket and throw out all the plastics and say we don't need any of this stuff. Because as you just mentioned, plastic does a very good job for what it needs to do, which is to hold these things coming from wherever they are and keep them fresh till we need to eat them. But I guess, like you said, the hearts and minds of people is what we need to look at for whether we need to eat these things fresh all through the year or whether there are other materials, like you said. So I love that you've got everybody from every part of this problem or issue, shall we say, rather than problem perhaps, coming into the talk. So Claire, you're chairing this talk, which is going out on Thursday. What time is it?
It's at 6:30 in the evening and it's organised by Cambridge Global Food Security. And so if you Google on that, then you should find it. Plastic in the food chain, can we do without it? That should take you to a page with a link on it.
That's great. And is it a free event?
It's free and it's for absolutely everybody. We really want you all to turn up and enjoy it.
That's brilliant. And also, I believe if you can't make that time, it's going to be recorded so you can watch it back at another time.
That's the case, yes. And
that's
I think
lovely.
That the link you'll find on that site as well.
That's perfect. So if I turn to you, Francesca, could you tell us about the other events that have happened in this series, the ones that have happened and the ones that are going to be coming for the next few months?
Sure. So this is the third event of a series called Food for Thought. And the first event was back in March. It was on looking at child food poverty, both internationally, nationally and locally. So Cambridge as well. We had a great panel and that was also recorded. So if people are interested, again, they can look at it up website. And in April last month, we had one on food waste. Again, looking at what sort of food waste we have, what we do with it, and what we can do to get rid of it in a sustainable way. So this is going to be the third one. And the next one is going to be on the 21st of June. And then we'll be looking at why it's so difficult to be healthy, eat healthily. What are the factors that, in a way, really limit our choices and why we are actually becoming an obese population? So hopefully that will be concluding nicely a series that, because really the topics are so related to each other. And I'm hoping that people, if they've listened to all of them, they will realise how complex the food system is.
Yeah, they sound absolutely fascinating. So Francesca, could you just give us the website again if people want to find more information about all the talks? I know they can Google it as well.
Sure. Yes. So of course, so it's obviously www.globalfood.com/cam.ac.uk. And it will be actually on the carousel and on the images on the first page. So all you have to do is click on the image and that will direct you to the page. And there will be a link to the Eventbrite. So it's been managed by Eventbrite. And also the series has been in partnership with EIT Food, which is an institute, a European Institute for Technology and Innovation in Food. And one of their programs is called Annual Food Agenda. So the Annual Food Agenda effectively funds some of the projects that we run, and this is one of them.
Thank you for that, Francesca. That sounds absolutely fascinating. I'll definitely be looking up those and watching them. And good luck with the talk tomorrow, Claire, the one that you're chairing, Plastics in the Food Chain, Can We Do Without It? I think that's a really interesting and very hot topic at the moment. Thank you very much for sharing all the information about that.
Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Cambridge 105 Radio.